It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 25, and we're going to finish reading and finish that chapter out. We're going to begin up there at verse 41, but we're just about done with that chapter. Get on to chapter 26 as well. So while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to visit our website, you can find us at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. Love for you to visit that. Got many studies there for you to enjoy. Our plan of salvation there, our constitution is there for you to look at. I'd love for you to see it. If you'd like to email us then, it would be parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. If you'd like to write to us, it's Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to call us, it'd be 217-847-2717. We'd love to hear from you. Hope that was enough time now for you to open your Bibles and prepare for the study. Beginning now with Matthew chapter 25, beginning to read with verse 41. Matthew 25, 41. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in, not in. Naked, and ye clothed me not. Sick, and in prison, and ye visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee at hungered, or thirsty, or stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, insomuch as ye did it not to one of the least of these, ye did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous unto life eternal. And it came to pass, when Jesus had finished all these sayings, he said unto his disciples, Ye know that after 2 days is the feast of the Passover, and the Son of Man is betrayed to be crucified. Then assembled together the chief priests and the scribes and the elders of the people unto the palace of the high priest, who was called Caiaphas, and consulted that they might take Jesus by subtlety and kill him. But they answered, Not on the feast day, lest there be an uproar among the people. Now when Jesus was in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, there came unto him a woman, having an alabaster box of very precious ointments, and poured it on his head as he sat at meat. When his disciples saw it, they had indignation, saying, To what purpose is this waste? For this ointment might have been sold for much and given to the poor. And then when Jesus understood it, he said unto them, Why trouble ye the woman? For she hath wrought a good work unto me. For ye know that the poor always are with you, but me ye have not always. For in that he hath poured this ointment on my body, that she had poured this ointment upon my body, she did it for my burial. Verily I say unto you, whosoever this gospel shall be preached in the whole world, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached in the whole world, there shall also this that this woman hath done be told for a memorial for her, of her. What a beautiful message. Let's begin with prayer. Father, thank you that we can come today and enjoy this time. It is a joy to come and enjoy this time and have the privilege, Father, of studying your word, proclaiming your word. Thank you, Father, for this great day, and thank you for this wonderful time that we will have spending together, and most of all with you. So please, that your Spirit will guide and lead us today. Show us your way and will. And I thank and praise you, Father, for the salvation that you've given us. And we just need to come by faith to you, call upon you truly and you alone to be saved. Thank you, Father. Now please, speak to our hearts, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. As we look at these verses of Scripture now, we find that the issue is coming forward here concerning those that did not. And so it is sad to see the difference here, because as we look at this verse 41, then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, unto everlasting fire. Now we're going to kind of end this study with the same words if we get that far. And so the question comes, and that is, will you hear the words from the Lord Jesus, well done, or will you hear the words, depart from me? So just keep that in mind as we have this study today. So we look through this section here, and first of all, we're going to go over to John, the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 18. The Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 18. John 3:18. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth is not condemned already, because he hath not believed. Let me read this again. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. This cannot be any plainer. And the reason that I wanted to read that before we finished this section here in Matthew 25 is because that's exactly what they're talking about here. They're talking about faith. Those who are not condemned are those who believe and have trusted in the Lord Jesus and him alone for salvation. Those who are condemned are the ones who failed to believe. This takes no labor. It requires the exercising of faith in the finished work of Jesus. In other words, we need to, by faith, believe that when Jesus Christ went to the cross of Calvary, he died upon that cross, he was buried for 3 days, and he rose again on the third day, and is alive today in the presence of God his Father. Also, knowing that the Lord Jesus was a perfect man, he lived a perfect life. He did not replace the law. He fulfilled the law. You see, the law condemns. And when the law condemns us, and the reason it condemns us is because we can't keep it. We're constantly breaking the law. We can't keep it. And so by us not being able to keep the law, we're condemned already. Unless you come by faith to Jesus and him alone, not by works, not by anything, just coming to him, believing that he is God, that he has fulfilled the law, he has completed all the work that his Father sent him to do. And that was to take our sin, die on the cross, and then, praise the Lord, be raised again. You need to believe that he did that for you. He did that for me. It's something I couldn't do, because, you see, I was condemned already. But Jesus took my sin, lived a perfect life, fulfilled the law, every jot, every diddle, every tittle, he took care of. And now, all I need to do is say yes to him and believe that he alone, not baptism, not church membership, not faithfulness to the church, not giving to the poor, none of this. All it begins by coming to Jesus in him alone. So again, it takes no labor. It just requires faith in Jesus. It costs no money to believe. What a joy. You know, unbelief condemns the soul. And as we look at these verses of Scripture, we find here that Jesus said, "Then shall he say unto them on the left." He's got those on the left, those on the right. Those that did the work and those that did not. Now, I just said that you're saved by faith and faith alone, not by works. But you see, salvation, when you get saved, it produces righteousness. It produces works. Unbelief, that damns the soul. It condemns the soul. The soul's already condemned, but this seals the coffin, so to speak. Men commit sin because they are sinners. Christians, on the other hand, love the poor, love the needy, only because they have accepted the Lord Jesus as their Savior, and the love that they have gained by accepting the Lord Jesus Christ, by believing in him, Jesus gives us a love, a desire to serve and to help and to work that matches nothing, matches no one. We need to be working. We need to be serving, not to keep our salvation, not to gain our salvation, but because of a love that God has put in our hearts. So you see, we are not saved by works, but believers are indwelt by the Holy Spirit, and so by that we gain the love of God. So once again, this salvation produces works of righteousness. So when we look at this here, and we read this once again, and back in verse 41, "Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels." And we've spent much time talking about this. "For I was hungered, and ye gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me not in. I was naked, and ye clothed me not. And in prison, and ye visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we hungered?" When? You know, sin kind of deceives. They proclaim that they've done nothing wrong. When you speak to folks about needing the saving power of the Lord Jesus Christ, when you ask them, "Do you know you're a sinner?" "Well, I maybe am not perfect, but I'm not bad enough that God's going to condemn me to hell." Because you see, the devil has convinced just about everybody that they're on their road to heaven. As long as you do some good deeds, and as long as you attend church, and even if you don't, it's not a big deal. Because you see, you know, we're not under the law. You see, the devil teaches us all those words. But sin deceives. The devil is the greatest of liars. Don't believe his lie. Believe in Jesus. Believe that you are lost. You're condemned. The Word of God tells us that. What other authority do you have than the Word of God? Well, I don't really believe it. Well, again, that's a lie that the devil's taught you. Don't believe the devil. Believe in God. Believe in God. Because, again, they have proclaimed that they have done nothing wrong. And the question comes up here in verse 45, then they answered and said unto them, verily I say unto you, insomuch as ye did one of these, because the question come is when? When saw we hungry, up in verse 44? When you trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, and we've talked about that the time period that this is really talking about is something that's going to happen to the Jews during the tribulation period, but it also applies today. Because the day you come to know the Lord Jesus is a day, number one, you'll never forget. And the second thing is that you desire and have a heart of love. And sometimes when we have folks that confess that they know the Lord Jesus, yes, I've trusted the Lord Jesus, but they have no heart of love, I'm afraid that they too have been deceived by the devil. Because you are going to have a desire. You're going to have a heart that loves people. And you want to help people. And God gives you wisdom. Because, you see, we're not here to hand out something to the lazy. But there are many people that need help, truly need help, not because they're lazy, not because, and you know, we could call them worthless if they have no desire to work and can work. They are worthless. You need to get out and work. I don't care what you do, but you need to work. And you need to work as hard as you can work. Now, laziness, that's another tool of the devil. But when you're saved, you're born again. You will have a desire to love those, especially those that are born again, your brothers and sisters in Christ. But also you will have a heart for the lost, desiring to see them saved, and many times helping them in some manner or another. But only those that are truly in need. And God gives us wisdom to know who that is. So here, he said, when? Well, the answer comes down in verse 45. Then shall he answer them, saying, verily, I say unto you, and always when we have verily, or verily, verily, is when you need to pay attention, insomuch as ye did it not to one of the least of these, ye did it not to me. Okay. The fruit we bear advertises that which we possess in our hearts. That's a great statement. He gives this answer. Insomuch as ye did it not to one of the least of these. And we had another statement earlier concerning those, because the righteous were humble and had the same statement. When did we see you? And Jesus said, but when you took care of one of the least of these, my brethren, speaking of the Jews. But we find here that they were so blinded that they didn't see the need. The only thing they saw was themselves and what they need. Now, that's the difference between being born again and not being born again. Because you need to see the need, and God will show you that. He'll show you folks that really have a need. Now, so many folks today spend a lot of time feeding the poor and caring for them. And that's a worthy cause. But that's not the purpose of the church. The sole purpose of the church is to teach the believers, those that have come by faith to the Lord Jesus, and to then go out, as we have been fed spiritually, go out and win the lost for the Lord Jesus. Go out, tell them about the Lord Jesus. The Holy Spirit convicts their heart. They say yes to Jesus. Then you bring that individual in to be taught, to grow, to be nourished. That's the purpose of the church. We've sure left that purpose, haven't we? So we find here that they say, when did we see the hungry? And Jesus answered and said, you have proof that you're not saved because you cared not for my brethren or for others. So inasmuch, so the fruit again we bear advertises that which we possess in our heart. Now we find here in the end in verse 46, and these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. As we have said before, and we spent a lot of time talking about hell and the place and location of hell in the last couple of studies that we've had. And you can go onto the website and listen to those if you have not had the opportunity, because they are listed. If you go to Matthew and you'll find the date, and you can listen to these broadcasts that we've had in the past, they're all present there. And so when we find this here and you see that we have this statement of everlasting punishment, that means everlasting, that means eternal, that means unending. So the question comes to you, will you hear the words of the Lord Jesus, well done, thou good and faithful servant? Or will you hear these harsh, damning words, depart from me, depart from me? That's your decision. That is your decision. You need to come by faith to the Lord Jesus. Now, we come to the 26th chapter here, and Jesus kind of dates the time. And he said, and when it came to pass, when Jesus had finished all these sayings, he said to his disciples, ye know that after 2 days is the feast of the Passover, and the Son of Man is betrayed to be crucified. Now let's look at this Passover. And we're going to spend the rest of the study today looking at this Passover. And we have to go back to Exodus in order to do that, because the Passover was something that was one of the feasts, one of the many feasts that they have. However, this feast was the only one that was given to them prior to getting to Mount Sinai and Moses bringing to them the law and the plans to the tabernacle, because this is something that was given to them when they were about to leave Egypt. So let's go to Exodus chapter 12. And we can start here, because as we look at the Passover, let's go to chapter 12, verse 14. And it says, and this day shall be unto you for a memorial, and ye shall keep it a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. Ye shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever. Now, they were given this, and that time period was until the Lord Jesus came to finish the work, the picture that this is all about. And so, now if we would back up just a little bit, we can take a look at what this amounts to, because in Exodus chapter 12, verse 12, "For I will pass through the land of Egypt that night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment, because I am the Lord." I don't know if you realize, but each one of these judgments that came upon Egypt were against a god that the Egyptians celebrated. Each time, each and every one of these judgments represented the cancellation, or I am stronger than the god that you serve. So verse 13, "And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt." So let's kind of look to see what this amounts to. And so let's go over to the 29th and the 30th verse. It says, "And it came to pass," I'm still in Exodus chapter 12, "that at midnight the Lord smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sat on his throne, unto the firstborn of the captive that was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of the cattle. And Pharaoh rose up in the night, he and all his servants and all the Egyptians, and there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was not a house where there was not one dead." This period starts as we celebrate now the Passover on the 14th day of Abib, that's found in April, through the 21st day. Passover and unleavened bread are kind of a very common term that's kind of interchanged. They were to take out all the leaven. You see, leaven in the scripture stands for sin. And so they were to clear the house of leaven. And we find that in the 15th verse here of Exodus chapter 12. It's all in the 12th chapter. "And 7 days shall he eat unleavened bread, even the day, the first day, when ye shall put away the leaven out of your houses. For whatsoever eateth leaven bread from the first day until the seventh day, that soul shall be cut off from Israel." It's very important. So before, on the 10th day, we find some activities also taking place. So we've looked at what's going to take place. We've looked at what's coming, and you may have heard these things. But on the 10th day, and we find this back in the 3rd verse of chapter 12. We're going to run out of time here, but it tells us that, "Speak ye also unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, on the 10th day of this month, they shall take to every man a lamb according to his house, the house of their fathers, a lamb for each house." Now we're going to stop the reading there, because we'll have to start and going to review back through this. This is too important to miss. But if you remember, it starts on the 14th day. Now we've backed up to the 10th day. And so we're going to go through this very closely, very carefully, so you understand when Jesus speaks of the Passover, what it represents, and then we're going to move to today, or back, you know, to Matthew here, of what it meant to them at that time. And so what a wonderful study. It's so important that you understand the Word of God. Come by faith to Jesus. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?